Welcome to the Council of Trent podcast, a production of Catholic Answers.
Love is in the air. Everywhere I look around, it's actually a romance scam. They just want your money. Welcome to the Council of Trent podcast. It is Free for All Friday. Monday and Wednesday, we talk apologetics and theology, all about the Catholic faith. But on Friday, we talk about whatever I want to talk about, all kinds of interesting topics. And today, I want to talk about romance scams. And what I mean is just people that are straight up out for money. I am not saying she is a gold digger, but she is not romantically interested in people who only make a menial wage, is one way that you could put it. These are romance scams. And one reason I thought about this is that a few months ago, Laura and I were watching on Netflix that big documentary, The Tindler Swindler. It was about this Israeli guy, and it was an amazing scam. It was kind of like a romantic Ponzi scheme. He would find these women on Tinder, and he was this Israeli guy, but he had a particular type. He liked Norwegian blonde ladies. I guess that was his type. And so he would tell them, I love you. And he, on his Instagram, he described himself as the son of a diamond mogul. Like, he claimed he was like a millionaire, multimillionaire, private jets, and he had all the trappings of a really rich and wealthy guy. And he would take these women out on dates, and he'd fly them across Europe and show them these amazing times. And they thought, yeah, he must be really rich. And then what he would do is he would call them and say, I have to be in hiding. My enemies, they're trying to kill me. And he would send pictures of him in an ambulance with his alleged bodyguard covered in blood and him bleeding. Like, I've been attacked. All my accounts have been closed. My security says I have to go into hiding. I don't have access to my accounts. Can you loan me $10,000? I'll pay you back. And some of these women do it, and they'll send them money, like $5,000, $10,000. And then he'll pay them back. And then he'll ask for another loan. Say, oh, so I've had another expense. I need $25,000. Take out the credit card. Take out a loan. You know I'm good for it. You know I will help you. And so they do that. And they end up giving him $50,000, $100,000 just in loans that they take out. They lie to their credit card companies and say that they're using the credit cards when really he's using the credit cards. And it's amazing how he was able to get them to do this. And it explains, like, oh, that's how he was able to dupe them. He wasn't really rich. It's a Ponzi scheme. Ponzi scheme is when you have investors and they invest money. They think they're going to get a return. And it seems like they're getting a really good return, but the return is just other investors in the scheme. And so there is no investment generating any return for people. You're just shuttling the money around, and then you keep it, and then eventually it collapses. And so what the Tinder swindler was doing was this kind of approach that when he would take a woman out on these luxurious dates to trick them into thinking he's rich, they'd think, oh, well, of course he's got to be rich. How is he paying for this? Well, the other girl who before you is the one who is bankrolling this, and then you will bankroll him going out with the next girl, and so on and so on. It's a crazy documentary, and he was caught, but he only went to jail for like passport fraud because what he was doing was not technically illegal. And now he's out, and he's on social media, and he kind of got away with it. So there's a warning, though. There's a warning there in the romance scams that when people are asking you for a lot of money, you got to be careful. Because odds are, if they're asking you for money and you just started dating, it's not what it seems. It's a scam. So that's what I want to talk about today here on Free for All Friday. Let's jump in and talk about a few romance scams. This is from an article at abc.net.au. Australia. I'm doing a terrible accent. Matt Fratt already made fun of me for doing a bad Australian accent. This is from an article there talking about a nice Australian guy from Mount Gambier, Australia. And here's how it goes. And you see how the dating scam works, especially this happens a lot with online international dating scams. A big hub for that would be Russia. Men just want Russian mail order brides, I guess. And so they log on and they see these Russian women and they really want to have, you know, a relationship with them or even marry them. And so they start chatting them up and they hope something will work out. And the person on the other end milks them for whatever money they have. And so here's how the story goes. Talks about this guy, Dave, not his real name, went on a website, Zusk, in November of last year. If you want to meet Russian ladies, go to Zusk, I guess. And he met a girl, Alexandra, A-L-E-K-S-A-N-D-R-A. And young, pretty, long, dark mane. Dark mane of hair. My goodness, dark brown eyes. You know, Russian model looking. Wants to pursue a relationship. Sent him dozens of pictures of her eating cake, lying chastely on a bed, dressed in white. My goodness. Then the emails get more and more intimate. Over those weeks go on. I have no doubt that together we can create the perfect pair, have a strong relationship and great love. With love, yours forever, Alexandra. And Smitten Dave made plans. He wanted to meet her, but things didn't add up. Unusual for someone her age, she had no Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram accounts. Oh, it's not a real person. Claimed to be 32, but it said that she's a lot younger. Then start asking for the money. My dear, you have $310 now. Help me. Let's do it and meet me. I love you. I can't live without you. My dear, I'm sorry. I have no bank account. I tried to open a bank account. But they refused to open one. I was in several banks. They all refused. I do not know why. My darling, also opening a bank account would take so long. Please send Western Union. Because that's the thing. If you send the money by wire, Western Union or MoneyGram or something like that, you'll never see it again. It's gone. That's wire fraud. You send it by wire, that money is gone. You will never see it again. That's why you always got to be super careful when you send a wire transfer, like for a mortgage or down payment on a home. You always want to make sure that the wire transfer instructions that you go and you look up and double check the name of the bank you are wiring it to, call them, go online, make sure it's the right address, check the URL, it's the correct address of the bank or company you're wiring to, call them on the phone. Make sure everything adds up, like three layers of protection, because once you wire money, it's gone. It's gone, my friend. You won't see it again. And his friend telling him he's being scammed, but she said, I'm not a crook and not cheat on you. I'm honest with you. My intentions are serious. I have for you a huge and sincere feelings. I am the one in the photos. I am a real. I love you. Now, what's interesting here is that if you think she only speaks Russian, then you can understand the broken English, like, oh, she's using Google Translate. That, you know, that's the best she can do, I guess. But she keeps asking for money, like, yeah, I want to meet you. I want to come see you. I want to fly to America, but I can't order a plane ticket right now. Oh, I don't have a bank account. Can you send the money? And then I'll order it. And they just try to get a few $100 or $1,000 and get that. It says, on Valentine's Day, Dave woke up before 7 a.m. and got a call from a private number. The Alexandra on the phone was less loving and more forthright. After wishing him a happy Valentine's Day, she quizzed him. You are going to send the money? And he was, you know, starting to say that he had doubts. He went to a bank, actually, to try to send her money. And the bank employee stopped him, saying, no, you're being scammed. He wrote her back, sorry, I'm not a pay-for-everything sort of bloke. If you're serious about loving me and coming here, you'll have to pay for it all yourself. Goodbye, Alexandra. A week went by, and there was no reply from the woman who had told Dave multiple times she was going to marry him. Alexandra had moved on to new victims. So when they're asking for money, it's probably a scam. And it's not just men. It's not just men that are just like, oh, I want a Russian mail order bride. Oh, just send whatever money. I want that. It's not just, a lot of women get sucked into online. That's what the Tinder swindler happened. Online romance scams. But while men get lured by Russian models dressed and acting like Russian models might do, I suppose. Women, their catnip is something entirely different. As you can see from a kind of scam called the military dating scam. Okay, so this is actually published a few months ago, February 28th, 2022, taskandpurpose.com. And the article is entitled, Meet the Army Officer Who's Become the Accidental Face of Romance Scams Around the World. So I'll read it, then I'll explain the military romance scam to you. It was Saturday in November when Deborah Colgate got a Facebook message from a man named Daniel Blackman. Colgate, 56, an older woman, separated and lonely. So she's an older woman. She's divorced or separated. She was intrigued. Blackman was handsome, a colonel in the U.S. Army. He asked about her family, what she did for work, if she had grandchildren. He told her how beautiful her smile was. They talked about their hobbies, their interests, and within a few weeks, Blackman started opening up to her. He said his wife left him after trying to kill their son, Alvin. My goodness. Although, when I hear that, it's so sad. I think about Alvin and the Chipmunks, Dave. Alvin! But that's actually really grim. Of course, it's fake. None of this happened. And because Blackman was currently deployed, Alvin was living with a family friend in England. Meanwhile, Blackman soon made it clear his feelings for Colgate were growing stronger. He wanted to marry her. It wasn't until Blackman started asking Colgate for money that Colgate's daughter, Brandy, who worked at a bank, felt something wasn't right. Blackman was telling Deborah that doctors had found tumors in his son's stomach and he needed surgery. He said he could not access his money because he was deployed, asking Deborah if she could lend him a few thousand dollars. And when she searched to find Daniel Blackman, it wasn't what she expected. The real Daniel Blackman, an army colonel in Oklahoma, was happily married with children. And he's a handsome older guy. You know, imagine, I mean, he's not like super duper handsome, but an older woman looked at him and he showed interest. She would be flattered by that. You know, he's got that nice, refined older gentleman look, little graying, but he looks good in a uniform. And this has happened to him a lot. She and her mother would soon learn they were two of hundreds, if not thousands of people, who were being scammed by people using Blackman's identity. Most of the profiles used Blackman's full name and photos he'd shared on Twitter, though some used only his photos and a different name. So that's why it's dangerous. And you put stuff on social media, people can find it and then pretend to be you. And so what happens is with this scam, how it works, how it gets pulled off so well, is that, you know, people will go on and they'll think, oh, he's got to be a nice guy. You know, he's definitely... You're already lulled into a false sense of security because you see a picture of a guy in uniform. He's serving a country. He's an upstanding guy, and there's already kind of a fantasy there. Women are kind of, you know, I don't want to use a mean word here, suckers for men in uniform. But I mean, think about it. If you think about it, like men, there's a certain way that a woman dresses that'll perk a guy's antenna. He'll turn his eyes like, oh, what's going on here? I feel like when men wear their what is it called? Their taps, their navy sailor, the whites, navy white, that uniform, army uniform. There's something about a man in uniform, right? And but he's honorable, he's responsible, he's willing to risk his life for the country, so it's attractive. And so you get lulled, and you have a false sense of security, and you start divulging with this person. And then when they ask for money, some of the excuses become plausible. They'll say, you know, hey, I'm traveling. I'm on a submarine somewhere. Like, I can't get to my bank account. So I'm kind of trying to help my son. Can you help me out here? I'm deployed. I have no access to my bank account. And if they say, hey, can we Skype? They'll say, I wish I could Skype, but the base commander says no video, no phones, security protocol. I can't Skype. So they can continue to conceal their identity. Other times they'll say things like their data is running out to get a hold of them by internet, so they need like a $300 gift card, all of these other things, money to help access their retirement pay to pay for stuff. And so what they'll do is they'll go on and then they'll find, but sometimes when they take these military guys, you know, they'll take their real name and pictures, because then when you search for them online, it's like, oh, this guy really is a lieutenant colonel. Oh, I guess he's real. But then you don't follow up to see. It's not the same person. So while men get suckered in by the Russian dating schemes, women can get suckered by the online military dating schemes. And it's all basically the same pattern. The person's a fake. They craft this ideal person who desperately wants to marry you. If only they had enough money to travel or get through their little expenses right now. And you try to help them out. And then once they get enough money from you, they'll either flee or they'll wait till you figure it out and then they'll flee. They'll milk you for everything you have. And the last one, which is sad, are the sextortionists, people who practice extortion. She wanted $4,000 or she'd post the video. How to deal with dating scams. So this is an article at The Guardian and talked about how during 2020, a lot of people were online looking for relationships, stuck at home. And they get suckered in by these kinds of scams. And so one thing that happens with them, let's see here, Ryan Chen, not his real name, was user of a Chinese-owned dating app, Tantan. Matched with a woman who appeared to live in Manchester like him. She's about his age, attractive. So he asked Chen for his Facebook and WeChat details. He shared them. And then they exchanged, inappropriate pictures. Well, he sent inappropriate pictures. And then she says, if you don't send me $4,000, I'm going to send these pictures to all of your Facebook friends. So sometimes it's just straight up extortion, what they do to people. But that's the other thing. Not just be careful talking to strangers, but don't send a picture that you would not be comfortable sending your grandmother. That is a fine rule online. If you would be okay sending it to grandma, you're okay to send it out. If it's not good enough for grandma, it's not good enough for the internet. My friends, be careful of that. So, romance scams. Be careful of those. And if you're looking for love, by the way, I don't even have an ad for this episode, but it did pop into my mind. There's some great websites, obviously, Ave Maria Singles, Catholic Match. I think it's, you know what, I'm going to Google right here. Is it still up? Because my friend, Chuck, created a website a while ago called Catholic Chemistry. And it's not just like to get, oh yeah, there it is, catholicchemistry.com. And the front picture, we'll see if it's the same when you get on there. It's Chuck and his wife, Ashley. I love how he uses himself on it. Oh my goodness. And oh man, that is just funny. So yeah, catholicchemistry.com is another one you can go to. That's a fun website to date and meet people. I am so glad I don't have to do that. Never again. Don't have to be out of the dating world anymore. It's awesome being married. Instead, I just have a whole host of other things I get to worry about. Whereas when you're dating, it's like, will I ever find the right one? Now I just worry about, our kid fell down and his mouth is bleeding. Does dental cover this? Dental never covers it. I've traded in one set of worries for another. But they're great worries. I love it. Thank you guys so much, and I hope you have a very blessed weekend.
If you like today's episode, become a premium subscriber at our Patreon page and get access to member-only content. For more information, visit TrentHornPodcast.com.